Hello, and welcome to another edition of Kristen's Corner, a podcast by your state senator, Kristen Phillips Hill. And if you are listening to this podcast in your car and you recently put gas in your vehicle, I have no doubt you have felt pain at the pump. And what a very frustrating several weeks it has been for the American people. Over the last several weeks, motorists all across our nation and right here at home in the Commonwealth, we have watched our gas prices reach new historic highs. New York County, I just filled up for $4.44 a gallon at my local Rutter's. And we have watched inflation continue to creep since the start of the Biden presidency. In December, the Biden administration, they told us that inflation, it was transitory. When it was no longer transitory, we were told that it was corporate greed, according to some congressional Democrats. And now the blame is, it's all Putin's fault. And the question is, when will the blame game stop? And when will we start looking right here at home for some answers? And here's the problem. The latest solution being offered by the White House is to get TikTok stars to say that this is all Russia's fault for the soaring gas prices. The fact is that gas prices, along with many other products and services, were already increasing over the last year. But we all feel the pain at the pump, unless you're one of the those who are privileged to drive an electric vehicle. And that's right. The Hollywood elite have said, well, if you don't like the gas prices, just go get an electric vehicle. I don't have an electric vehicle. And my guest on today's program, he doesn't drive one either. So with that, I want to welcome today's guest to the program, Senator Gene Yaw, chairman of the Senate Environmental Resources and Energy Committee. Welcome to the program, Gene.
Great to be here. And it's great to be able to talk about energy, which is one of my obviously a primary concern with me.
No, and we are grateful for your leadership on this very important issue. And we've watched over the last several months, even before Russia invaded Ukraine, we've seen our gas prices, they're creeping up to levels we've never seen in this country. So in March of 2020, gas prices nationally, they were on average $2.33 a gallon. And that's according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. I and many others have said that our energy prices are skyrocketing because of our nation's blind allegiance to the Green New Deal. Here in Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf unilaterally entered into a program called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, also known as REGI. So, Senator Yaw, you have been the tip of the spear on this fight to push back against this effort by the Wolf administration's unilateral move to enter into REGI. Can you speak about what REGI is and what it will mean for Pennsylvanians?
Thank you, Kristen. I'm happy to speak about it. I'll tell you, though, it's a pretty complicated issue, and I'll try to make it as simple and brief as possible. The whole concept behind REGI to start with was to reduce regional greenhouse gas. Mainly, we're talking about CO2 emissions. The governor's idea was to join 11 other states, and I don't recall all of them right off the top of my head, but we're talking about New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, most of New England, to lower greenhouse emissions. And the way that this happened is each state would set standards, but the standards then would be the subject of certain allowances approved by all of these 11 states. And for those businesses and industry that cannot meet the environmental allowances or the environmental standards, they would be allowed to purchase at auction certain allowances and then use those allowances in effect to offset or make the standards that they could not meet. And the money that was generated, which we hear much about that from the governor, would go to fund other environmental projects. The target really of this, and it fits in with exactly what you said about electric vehicles, the target is coal-fired power plants and some of the older gas plants. Now, the reason that that's really important to Pennsylvania is about 83% of our electric generation capacity comes from coal and natural gas. So, you know, all those people that you talked about just drive an electric vehicle, I'd just like to ask them the question, where do they think the electricity comes from to charge those vehicles? I think, Reggie, will result in two things happening in Pennsylvania. Number one, we're going to lose thousands of trade union jobs. They're just going to be gone. All those that would be affected by closing coal-fired power plants, they're going to be lost. And the other thing is, which is, affects everybody who uses electricity, is electric prices, electric rates are going to go up significantly. During the budget hearing, Secretary McDonnell indicated that the expected revenue coming in on REGI, coming into the state, would be paid by ratepayers, and that is expected to be something in the neighborhood of $410 million a year. That means there's going to be an increase in our electric rates of $410 million a year. Like, in, for example, over 5 years, that would be $2 billion that would be paid by our ratepayers. We would go from being an energy exporter, and I know in 2021, Pennsylvania exported more megawatt hours of electricity than any other state. And actually, the number two state was Alabama, and we exported more, 80% more electricity than what Alabama did. So what would happen is not only we lose jobs to other states, but the electric capacity that we lose would probably be picked up. There are studies on this, would be picked up by West Virginia and Ohio. So, and they're not going to be REGI states. So in effect, we have a very little impact on Pennsylvania's environment, while the same emissions are produced elsewhere. The result from studies that are out there in the DEP model, there would be a less than 1% reduction in CO2 emissions over the first 10 years. So this thing starts off as a greenhouse gas initiative. The result is, I think, devastating to Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania, the reduction that we have had without REGI is approaching 30% emissions that we've done on our own without REGI. So I made a comment one time in an editorial that I did that I think that REGI fails miserably of its intended purpose. And I see no good to come out of it at all, but I see a lot of downside impact on Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, Senator Yaw, before I could even get to several of the points that you made, and there was a lot to unpack there, one of the things, right? Well, one of the things that I was having a difficult time getting past was the process that was used for this, right? Your district, it borders New York State. My district borders Maryland. Both of those states, they entered into REGI with the consent of their legislatures. We would be the only state to enter into REGI without the consent of the duly elected members of the General Assembly. Every other multi-state compact that I've been able to research, whether it's the Chesapeake Bay Commission, the Susquehanna River Basin Commission, the Delaware River Basin Commission, on and on and on, every single one of those compacts have been entered into by a vote of the General Assembly. This wasn't how this was done. So that the process alone raises a lot of questions for me. And, you know, the terms of these contracts, when you look at the Susquehanna River Basin Commission contract, that commission was established for 100 years. And there are significant impacts. And I remember saying before an administration gives up governance to other states of the people of Pennsylvania, it is imperative that they have the consent of the duly elected members of the General Assembly who are there to represent the people. So earlier this month, you penned an op-ed and you entitled it, "Are We Nuts? American Energy is Key to Undermining Putin's War." And you shared it with many members of the state Senate. I was impressed with the well-thought-out arguments that you present. Can you walk us through how we got here? And it might require us to back up a little bit before the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Once again, it's a kind of a complicated issue, but you're absolutely correct. Some of the things that were going on have nothing to do with the Russia's invasion of Ukraine, although his invasion of Ukraine does point out the real critical nature of energy independence and not relying on a foreign country for our energy resources. I can tell you that, one of the things that I ended up with the phrase, "Are we nuts?" We are currently buying crude oil from Russia, about 10 or 11%, I think it is, of our crude oil that comes into this country comes from Russia. And we're still doing it. It's like, why are we doing this? We have ample supplies of natural gas here in Pennsylvania. It's one of our biggest natural resources. We are the second largest producer of natural gas in the United States, which what makes us one of the largest producers in the world. But yet, we cannot get a pipeline through into New England to supply New England with natural gas that we have plentiful amounts of here in Pennsylvania. Instead, New England is buying liquefied natural gas from guess where? Russia. And it's like we have liquefied natural gas plants in the United States, in Louisiana, in that part, in Oklahoma, and everywhere. But we can't get it to the places that we need it here in the United States. Part of the reason is because of shipping. There's an issue with how we can ship liquefied natural gas from American ports to American ports. That's a federal issue. Many of the other things, like the pipeline to New England, and it's like, okay, we're doing these things. We're buying Russian oil. We're buying Russian natural gas. Are we nuts? I mean, what's going on here? One of the things that I mentioned is whether you like President Trump or you hated President Trump, this has nothing to do with that part of the politics. But one thing that he said to Germany was absolutely 100% spot on. He told them, don't rely on this natural gas pipeline from Russia. And what happened? They did. They closed down their coal-fired power plants. They shut down their nuclear plants. And now they're at serious risk because they are addicted to the Russian gas. And the other thing, that the servicing Western Europe with natural gas, and they get the largest share of any particular shipment comes from Russia, is that people don't realize natural gas is used to make fertilizer. And if you control fertilizer, in effect, indirectly, and eventually, you can control food. And if you control food, guess what? You can control the entire population. So we need to think about the big picture. And a lot of these things that we do, one of the purposes of behind several of the op-ed pieces I've written, we need to look at the big picture. What's out there? What are we doing? Okay, electric vehicles, which you mentioned. well, okay, how do we charge the electric vehicles and how do we make the electricity when part of our policy says we're going to shut down electric generation in Pennsylvania, but yet the other part of our policy says we should have more electric vehicles. And I mean, those are the things which are so frustrating to me, and I know to you as an elected official, is like, where's the logic of what we're doing and where we're going? And how does Pennsylvania is a huge player in the energy market. As I said, we were the number one exporter of electricity. The other states surrounding us say, oh, well, Pennsylvania, you have too many emissions. Well, guess what? They're relying on the electric that we generate, the electric generation capacity here, to do everything in their state to keep the lights on in their state. And then they say, well, you know, their emissions are lower. Okay, that's like somebody is starving to death and I prepare a meal for them and give it to them. And they said, well, it's not what I really wanted. I wanted something else. And it just makes no sense. That's the most frustrating part of, I think, our job.
Well, and I think that's a great segue into the state's independent fiscal office, or the IFO. Just the other day, they released a report on our state's electricity generation, and they compared it to many of our neighboring states, along with a few others in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic areas. Pennsylvania's diverse energy portfolio, it makes us a major net exporter of energy. So the IFO took a look at our overall electric generation. And for our state's energy portfolio in 2021, they said that natural gas accounts for 52.7%. Nuclear accounts for 31.4%, coal accounts for 12.1%, and then you have solar, wind, and hydroelectric that account for less than 4%. And I have a unique district. I have every one of those types of generation. Maryland, our neighbor to the south, imports their energy. New York, your neighbor to the north, imports their energy. New Jersey, Ohio, Massachusetts, Virginia, they all import their energy. Only West Virginia and Connecticut create enough energy to sustain their own respective states. And Pennsylvania's electricity rates have remained very stable for our residential customers from 2016 to 2021. And states that Pennsylvania's governor wants to follow, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, they have all seen incredible price hikes in their residential electric rates. And this is a concern, I think, for many, many reasons. What do you make of this? We are a net energy exporter. What will that mean for Pennsylvanians under Reggie?
Well, let me correct something I said. I said that our electric mix was about 83%, something like that, with gas and coal. I was incorrect in that.
It's close when you add them together.
65%, I think, something like that. But still, it's way more than half. Your question about what's the impact, I'll tell you, I think that the impact that people can expect is that, number one, we're going to lose jobs. We're going to lose trade union jobs. We are going to see our electric rates continue to go up. And I think that they're going to go up significantly. The net result is there's little, if any, environmental benefit, because what we lose in generation capacity here in Pennsylvania undoubtedly is going to be picked up by non-Reggie states such as West Virginia and Ohio. And the prevailing winds blow west to east, so we're probably going to get all of the environmental detriment. And some of those states have less environmental controls than what Pennsylvania has. So I think that, you know, that's one of the biggest things. And the other thing is, when we don't have the cheap electricity that we have been privileged to have over the last few years, The jobs that would come here that require manufacturing, we're going to lose them. And the likelihood is not only, they're not only going to leave the state, they're going to leave the country. And when they leave the country, they're going to go where? Probably to China and India. And, you know, so I'm a big believer in a person by the name of Dr. Scott Tinker, who is a chaired professor at the University of Texas. And his philosophy about society is very, very simple. You need energy to produce an economy, and with an economy, then you can deal with the environment. And if we don't take care of our energy, our economy is going to go in the tank here in Pennsylvania. And moreover, the worst part about this is when it goes to China or India, according to Dr. Tinker, in the next 30 to 50 years, the growth areas in the world are going to be Africa, India, and China. And their primary source of energy is coal. So are we really doing anything to help the environment with Reggie? I think that Reggie, you could actually say we are encouraging jobs and we are encouraging coal-fired power plants in India and China. And that's what I said about looking at the big picture. We don't look at the big picture when we do some of these things. I don't see how we can clean up the air here in Pennsylvania and actually look at things and say we're doing a good job when we're promoting coal-fired power plants in China.
How do you even respond to that, right? And I think that is just, that's it. That is as succinct of an explanation of the challenge that we face with Reggie. And as you said, it's complicated. So what's next, Senator Yaw? The problem that Reggie that it poses for Pennsylvanians, for the global environment, and for every Pennsylvanian's wallet, it's significant. So where do we go from here? What's the status of Reggie, and what is next on the horizon?
Well, I think your comment is the impact on Pennsylvania. I think it could be the most devastating thing that's happened to Pennsylvania's economy in our history. I just really feel bad about it. We are fighting this. It's mainly obviously the Republican caucus. Are fighting this on every front. We currently are involved in a lawsuit, which was generated by the administration as a result of the refusal to run the regulations in the Pennsylvania Bulletin as is required in order to make them finally effective. But where that lawsuit's going to go, I don't know. And how long it's going to take, I don't know. Frankly, I'm hoping it goes beyond the Wolf administration and that somebody wakes up as a result of what's going on. And maybe we learn something from what Russia is doing and Vladimir Putin is doing in the Ukraine about how important energy is and how blessed we are to have what we have here in Pennsylvania.
I have to thank you, Senator Yaw. This really has been a great discussion on a really critical issue that is impacting so many York Countyans and Pennsylvanians. Senator Yaw, where can our listeners go to find out more about the work that you are doing in the Senate?
Thank you. I think most of the things that I've talked about are on my website. It's just senatorgeneyaw.com. And I welcome anybody to call the office or whatever, and I'm happy to provide any information that we can get the word out. I think that that's the key in this is that people have to get involved and tell your legislators, hey, this is a bad idea. You need to start talking about it. And I think that if there's enough pressure out there, enough people get involved, maybe the governor will listen.
Well, I agree with you. It's always important for people to engage with their legislators and with their government. So I want to thank you again, Senator Yaw. This is Senator Kristen Phillips Hill. Today's guest was Senator Jean Yaw, Chairman of the Senate Environmental Resources and Energy Committee. And for more information on today's program, please visit senatorkristen.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.